Triple J.
Gonna be a bit cryptic with this one.
Here's where we interview.
Like a virgin.
They work hard and rhythmically.
We all have different influences.
Here's a life on
Mars. I've got a lot of very important things to tell you.
I've always liked this song.
I never do any cover songs.
Not many, if any.
No.
Check, check to the mic. Check, one, two.
Like a Virgin on Triple J.
And joining us in the studio this Friday morning is a little band from Brisbane. You might know them from Unearthed. They've been posting stuff there since 2011. Oof. Now they join us here. Hey, Geronimo. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, thank you for having us.
With us we have Pete, Ross, Bill, Pluto and Tony. The whole band's crashing the studio this morning. Four songwriters in the band to put together this album that's coming out today. Four songwriters in the band. How do you get cohesion in that? How do you get sort of all on the same page, or do you not?
I think when you take a song into the band room, you sort of know that you've written it for the band. So lots of the dudes do their own sort of solo stuff, and that sort of never makes it into the room. So I guess with that in mind, we sort of know that, hey guys, I've got a Hey Geronimo song, and that's how we know that it's going to fit, you know.
Talk about songwriting. You're going to play an original, Boredom, which you said kind of in previous interviews, it's inspired by the Kinks and
bit of Helter Skelter.
When I get to the bottom, I go back to the top of the slide. Well, stop and a turn and a go for a ride. Till I get to the bottom and I see you again.
Pluto's mouthing along, lip syncing in the background. Big Helter Skelter fans.
Yeah, Ross wrote this song obviously about being chronically bored, sitting at home. It was like a monk's tune, actually, and he brought it in. And we'd always wanted to write a Kinks, like, Power Man type tune. And we brought it in and we sort of turned it into this Kinks Power Man song. And then we added sort of some little elements of Helter Skelter, which you'll hear later on, which is basically the dudes screaming, which is the highlight of Helter Skelter, obviously.
Yeah, absolutely. It was sort of the start of metal, really, wasn't it?
It's pretty wild, that record. Like, we sort of did a parallel to that a little bit on our record that's coming out today, Crashing Into the Sun. Just after that song is a song called Long, 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 which is the quietest, the softest Beatles song basically they ever recorded. So they've gone from their loudest tune to their softest tune back to back on that record, and we actually did the same on our new record too. Beatles are everyone's favourite band, aren't they?
Yep. Yeah, they're mine. Yeah, sure.
I approve.
Yeah. You guys, you wear your influences on your sleeve because the video clip for Boredom is inspired by a TISM video clip. And you also have like heaps of your mates in the. It's like amazing. It's one take through the whole song and it's got 25 different bands in it. Is that right?
Yeah, that was an interesting experiment that we probably wouldn't repeat, trying to get 100 musos all in one place at one time.
Shall we do a pop quiz?
Pop quiz,
can you name every single band that was in your clip?
Go.
It started with Zeffirelli, Good Boy,
Beneb,
Marley Zimmer, Jeremy Neal,
Machine Age.
That's a good effort.
Shepherd were in there too. Who else? Dinazi Unstoppable. But TISM made it. TISM flew down. Guys dressed like TISM flew down.
Yeah.
They told us they were TISM.
It's such a good idea for a clip, and because of the way it reveals itself, hey, as like it slowly, as like holy shit, they're still going, going. It's gonna be the whole clip.
there was a few TISM lovers who grew more irate as it proceeded, and then at the end, they were let down easy and they were happy. So,
all right, well, the clip is for a song called Boredom. It's the first single from this new record from Hey Geronimo, and I think we should hear it now. What do you reckon?
Too easy.
It's boredom. Yeah, it's boredom.
Yes, yes, yes. Hey Geronimo with Boredom, the first single off the record. Oh, so good. So good. Lost your headphones at the end there as well.
Rocking a wee bit too much, man.
Too hard.
That bass line at the end. Oh, man. Love that tune so much. Thank you so much for coming in and doing that. That was great.
Thank you so much for having us.
We've got to do a cover. This is like a version. We do covers. That's the deal. Have you been told?
Yeah,
you across
right.
this?
Yeah, I think so. I think we are.
You've got a couple of minutes to smash one out if you don't.
Yeah. You can make it up in a second.
Yeah.
Do you have a clue? Do you have a clue? The tradition is that there's a clue for the cover. Do you have something, some sneaky little bit for us?
We sure do. It's back here. If you'd like to.
Oh, what is that?
Forward, I guess.
What is that?
Ooh.
Thank you, Pluto.
Ooh.
What have you got, Lord? You've got a bit of origami there, Jen.
It's a bit of origami. It's got dollar signs on its wings.
Is it made of dollar? Like a dollar? It looks like an American dollar.
Let's say it is an American dollar.
It's an American dollar.
That's the magic of radio, right?
Yeah,
it's an American dollar.
Well, I can understand with the way the currency's fallen lately, you can't afford the dollar anymore.
Exactly. It's a make your own American dollar.
So it's like its little origami crane.
Okay. First guess from me.
Yeah.
Something to do with Sadako and the 1,000 paper cranes?
Perhaps.
Too heavy?
0439757555. Perhaps you agree with Jen. Perhaps you got some other ideas. You reckon you can figure out what the American paper dollar
something
origami
bird,
crane is?
Something.
Yeah, something bird,
man.
Something.
You know that crazy kid that we all love.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Tony's going to drum the entire Birdman film. All right. We will be back after the news with Hey Geronimo for Like a Version.
It's going to be a bit cryptic with this one.
Here's where we introduce
Like a Version.
They work hard and rhythmically.
We all have different influences.
Here's a life on Mars.
I've got a lot of very important things to tell you.
I've always liked this song.
I never do any cover songs.
Not many, if any.
Do you know? Check to the mic. Check, 1, 2.
Like a Version on Triple J.
Yes, that's right. We are in the middle of Like a Version on Friday morning, joined in the studio by the boys from Hey Geronimo. Thanks so much for being here, guys.
Again, thank you so much for having us, guys.
I've been jumping on your Twitter this week, and I don't know who's behind this story, but I'm going to read this tweet, and then I'm going to get you to explain it for me. When you don't take a napkin and you're left trying to hide a half-eaten burrito under the table in a desperate effort to remain fancy.
That's me.
All right, what's going on here? There's a couple of other tweets here as well, but what happened?
It's such a long story, you have to explain it in at least 3 tweets.
Oh, right,
so,
yeah.
I'll do my best. So I was at a conference, like a kind of a research conference I'd never been to before, and I took some finger food that was really, really messy and didn't take a napkin, and then ended up sitting right at the front in dead silence, just desperately trying, hoping people wouldn't notice this half-eaten burrito that was slowly leaking everywhere for about 2 hours. And then the first thing that the person on stage said was, "If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands." Got everyone to do it. So it was a nightmare.
And then you're holding a burrito in the middle of the hand.
Yeah, so I had to clap with one hand. Like,
that could be considered a power move, Bill, though. Because people are like, who is this madman? Yeah. He has no care for the rules. Who is this outlier?
What are you getting up to in your spare time, Bingers? That's what I'd like to know. This is bizarre, man.
Yeah, I know.
Never
it's,
heard
it's,
of
very,
this.
It's not very band-esque.
That's the first I've heard of this tweet.
Yeah. You've all handed social media power to Bill, and he's just gone mental.
Yeah. He's like, Twitter, how do I work this thing? I'm like, you write on there whatever you want, and all of a sudden, this is where it leads us.
I think my very first tweet was, coffee's pretty great, hey.
Wow. You've got Twitter down pat. That's so exactly what it's for. That is exactly what it's for.
There's a bit of a switch up going on in the studio for this cover. Tony, I noticed you got something on your drums. And while you're playing your original, you were very consciously trying to avoid hitting it.
Yeah, it kept slipping across. I just put like a wallet or my phone there just to change the sound.
Right.
But it kept getting in the way. I think right at the end I
can you give us a demo
it.
Without the phone?
It probably won't make any
and
difference.
And then
that's with phone.
Mm-hmm.
With phone.
Without. Oh, look at that.
Oh, I hear it.
He's an artisan.
That's a DIY tip.
Took me days to
But I like to start
enough
moving.
Money for that to be.
Yeah, so now I'm putting it at the bottom and just trying not to hit it.
Right.
So
it's the little things.
Yeah.
Mm. We know we've got to get into this cover. We also know that you do cover music already because of
I want to be jet jack. I'm sick of these sad songs.
What's that, Pluto?
The glory of the internet. Yes. Is it a cover if you wrote it?
Or if you wrote it?
I guess. I don't know.
Doing your own songs late night. Where are we there? What's a bit of a, what else was in there? You were reading something else in there as well?
Well, that was the robot voice, wasn't it?
Yeah. So that was Eject. Yeah. One of my songs.
Smash hit songs. Don't sell yourself short.
Sorry, yeah. But obviously doing that live is a bit hard given the verses are wrapped by a computer.
Yeah.
So I just got my friend who goes by the name of Furnace. Yeah. He's an enigma unto himself to come down and sort of do a beat poetry sort of reading for us while I was sort of tinkling away on the honky-tonk.
Was he dressed as a robot while he did it? Or was he dressed as a furnace?
He's pretty much like, in a strange kind of way, as close to a robot as I could kind of imagine in a human while still having more personality than any human in the world.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to one day meeting Furnace.
I'm worried that there's going to be like baby photos or something come out now. They've just trawled the depths of the internet. Oh, like, yeah. What's going on?
We know all of your blood types. Don't ask us why.
All right, let's get into a cover, shall we?
Yeah, you gave us a clue, but it was in the physical realm. This little paper crane, it's got dollar signs on the wings.
Yeah, we've heard from a few people who gave us a call with some suggestions, but can you reveal for us what is behind this American dollar origami crane?
Firstly, I'd like to thank Sarah for conjuring this clue with her fantastic origami skills. It refers to a lyric in a song from, I think, 2 years ago, a famous Australian song. But I think I'm going to let the mystery just kind of hang a little bit further because this is a mashup song of two sort of Australian songs that we love.
Awesome.
Ooh.
And it's called Happiness at Best.
Ladies and gentlemen, Happiness at Best.
Drop me, fuck me, dull the pain. I don't ever wanna know.
Courtney,
Mystery mashup.
Well, I think it's the first mystery mashup there might have been. Fantastic mashup. So perfect together.
Works well, doesn't it? Yeah.
Works so perfect together.
Should we get into why you guys chose those songs, I guess?
Well, obviously, so that's Happiness by Regurgitator and Pedestrian Best by Courtney Barnett. We were always a fan of Regurgitator, but Regurgitator's weird. Like, while the other 90s bands sort of, their sound sort of has aged, or it's aging, Regurgitator's sound isn't aging at all. Like, that song, if you go listen to it, that could come out tomorrow and it would just be super contemporary and super cool. So, and we're huge fans of Courtney Barnett. We reckon she's great.
A big fanboy.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a fanboy, so.
It's like two really recognizable riffs, you know, kind of smushed into one. Like, it's amazing that it works so well together.
Good job remembering all of those lyrics as well.
The funny thing was, like, I wrote out a little sort of cheat sheet before that somehow got lost after I came into the studio. So I was like, I'm on my own here, baby.
You're on your own. I see the clue now. Now I understand the clue. All the money comes together into the crane. So good. Texts are streaming in. Best Like a Version ever. Classic. That's a classic text. Classic Like a Version text.
That's
right
the
there.
Gold you aim for.
Yeah. You're about to head out on the road, actually, with Crashing Into the Sun out today, the new record. Hitting out Rocket Bar next Friday. So in about a week, the Curtin Band Room in Melbourne on the Saturday after, Newtown Social Club and Back Bear Lodge in Fortitude Valley. You going to be playing that on the road?
Always harmonizing, never not harmonizing.
That's my
just turn off the pedal there.
Yeah,
that's my ransom pedal. We'll see. Yeah, it's fun to play, so maybe we will. So yeah, we're going to be hitting the road soon, so it's going to be really fun.
Yeah. All right, well, we better let you go. We better send you off into the world. Going to the game tonight?
The big game.
It's in Adelaide, I guess.
No,
Tigers versus Port Adelaide.
We'll be celebrating the record coming out today, so we're probably going to go have a few.
Ah, that sounds like a good idea. Sounds like a good idea. Okay.
A few lights.
Well, the album is Crashing Into the Sun. You could check out the video, because if you're in the studio like we are, you know just how good looking this guitar is, Pete.
What?
It's getting hyper.
I'm still going.
Yeah. Pull J.
Triple J.